Heidi fucking ho, boys. This is Dana DiLorenzo, a.k.a. Kelly Maxwell from Ash vs. Evil Dead, and you're listening to The Horror Returns. Download that shit, motherfucks.
Greetings, victims. For those of you who delight in dread, who fantasize about fear, who glorify gore, welcome. You have found the place where the horror returns. Listeners, beware. This podcast contains major plot spoilers and the foulest of language. Join us in celebrating the old and the new, the best and the worst in horror.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Horror Returns. I'm Lance. With me, as always, my co-hosts, Brian and Philip. How's it going, guys?
It is going.
Oh, pretty good. Less sick this week than I was last week.
Philip, I see you on video. You look like you're over there at a furry convention, man. What's going on?
I'm telling you, I got this little fucking rabbit hanging out here.
Yeah?
he's basically a giant hairball.
I think Brian described it as a triple. Is that right, Brian?
Yeah, it's just a big ball of fur.
Yeah, it looks like a giant ass tribble, and he just kind of hangs out. He's the most boring pet I've ever had, but whatever. My daughters,
kids love them, right? I remember we had to bury two rabbits in the backyard. I don't know why. Like, they took care of them and fed them and everything. I don't know if they maybe got some kind of weird disease or whatever, but they, like, both died within 2 or 3 days of each other. It's kind of depressing.
Well, we ended up with this one because we, my dogs found a little nest of, like, brand new newborn baby rabbits in the backyard. And they
were
eating those motherfuckers like chicken nuggets. And and we saved one of them, and he lasted for a couple of days and then died. So then my daughter wanted a rabbit.
You sure it wasn't a nest of spiders?
No, I hadn't seen too many of those out here, actually.
Ah, maybe you're lucky, right?
Thank God, yeah. Not a whole, well, I mean, there's some spiders, but whatever, let them eat the mosquitoes. And not too many, like, wasps or anything. So
what do y'all have in Alaska, Brian?
I don't know. Insects.
Still have insects? They survived the permafrost.
Yeah, the mosquitoes are out now. It's about that time.
See, okay. If you got mosquitoes in Alaska, you're never gonna fucking get rid of them. They're eternal.
They never want to leave, huh?
I'm telling you.
Nope.
Like, they could be buried under. I bet you if the ice ever melts in Antarctica, mosquitoes will be there.
Oh, no. kind of like the thing, huh? Just mosquitoes. Okay. All right. Y'all ready for Cool of the Week? Get the show on the road.
Yeah. I'll jump in and go first because I only watched two things. The first is a brand new fan film. It's a horror version of Spider-Man that me and Nez dropped THR quick reviews of it. I'm not going to go into it because, of course, go listen to the review, but I 100% recommend everybody go check this out.
Really? I was real curious about this one.
It stars...
into like a Spider-Man?
No spoilers.
okay.
It's very Cronenberg. The Fly.
Yeah, okay.
And that, it stars Chandler Riggs, who everybody knows him from The Walking Dead as Carl.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a big name.
So
yeah,
this is not too low budget then, huh?
No, it's very well made and the effects are really good. And essentially it takes place after he gets bit and he goes, you guys seen the Raimi Spider-Man, right, with Tobey Maguire?
Yes.
Yeah, it basically picks up mostly from when he goes to his room, except in the Raimi Spider-Man, he just kind of gets sick and goes to bed and wakes up and he's Spider-Man. And this one, he's kind of going through the changes and you get to see all that. And I thought it was well made.
So, well, that's cool.
Yeah. And I'm glad to see he got to play Spider-Man, because I know he mm-hmm. was up for Spider-Man and he lost out to Tom Holland.
Oh, no. So was it, it was kind of American Werewolf in London-esque, Brian?
You gotta watch
transformation.
It.
Okay. You're not gonna give much away. It's a short. Yeah. We get it.
Yeah, and it's not long. It's only 9 minutes.
Okay.
So me and Nez both agreed. We kind of left us wanting more.
Where'd you find it?
Maybe YouTube. We'll get more.
YouTube? Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's called The Spider.
The Spider. Yeah, yeah. I looked it up, Philip. It's out there.
The man.
Oh, YouTube's not very far out there, yeah. Right?
No. But I will go with a movie. It was a series and just got re-edited into a Hulu movie that
I know where this is going.
Told Lance to check it out because stars his boy, Dane DeHaan.
Oh, no.
Stranger.
It's on Hulu, Brian? I couldn't find it anywhere, man. I guess I'm going to have to watch it after we record.
Yeah, it originally was a Quibi series. You guys remember Quibi?
Yes.
Short segment. Short-lived.
Yes.
Yeah, Hulu got a hold of it and they re-edited it into a movie. So it's all edited together into one movie. And I will say, not a big Dane DeHaan fan, but this is one of the roles he's very good at because he's a creepy little fuck.
He's a psycho, huh?
Yeah. And it stars, he's the stalker and he's stalking Micah Monroe from It Follows.
I wouldn't mind stalking her from time to time. Yeah. I shouldn't have said that.
It's on the internet now.
Now I'm going to be suspect number one. Okay. Yikes.
People are going to come talk to you now, Lance. They're going to want to know about them letters she's been getting.
Let's hope nothing happens to her.
But yeah, there's a couple Quibi series that I hope gets the feature length edit, you know, wherever they pop up. There was a few gems on Quibi, but this one is definitely a pretty decent little thriller, kind of psychological thriller, stalker, slasher type movie with Dane DeHaan, perfect for the role. Little sleepy-eyed little fuck.
He is kind of creepy.
So, yeah, that's all I got. Short week.
All right.
Two good ones.
Let's see. What did I watch? I went back and watched The Big Lebowski. I can't remember why.
Classic.
I'm not mad I did. It's one of my favorites of all time.
Have you ever seen the sequel?
No, terrible. I didn't even know there
terrible,
was a
sequel. Terrible, terrible.
Really? Yeah.
I can't think of the actor's name. It focuses on one.
Oh, yeah. What is his name? Walter? He was in the one courtroom movie. Oh, no. Anyway. Huh. One of the lesser characters, not John Goodman's character.
Oh, okay.
That's who they should have did a movie on.
No shit. Walter is like my favorite character.
He would have done great, man.
Yeah. Directed and by the way, dude, Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature. It's Asian American, please.
Yes. Always remember that.
John Turturro.
Oh,
this character. That character got a movie.
8-year-olds, dude. and my wife dragged me back in.
My wife,
kicking and screaming. I finished up season 10 of The Walking Dead.
Oh,
because I had never finished it. I just kind of stopped watching once Rick died.
And, I still haven't finished it.
Yeah, well, it's got a lot of episodes that are not bad, man. Like it gets really rolling in the story, and it drags you in. But then they'll have like four episodes in the middle of all the action that are about some fucking random ass character's existential crisis for the whole goddamn episode. They're just time fillers, like some fucking
dragging it out, right?
Yeah, like some fucking flashback episode or something. And then by the time they get back to the action, you're like, oh yeah, I forgot about that.
They kind of tease you a little bit and then reel you back in, huh?
I think maybe that was the problem, especially towards the end of it.
Yes, I agree.
But I was having a good time. Like, once the story gets rolling and, like, it actually is progressing and they're dealing with the outsiders and all that other stuff instead of their own little existential bullshit, it's kind of fun. So... there's only 11 seasons, right? I guess I'm going to go ahead and finish it.
Are there 11? I thought maybe you were on the last season. Let's take a look here.
I think 11 is last.
You shouldn't even be looking it up.
Yeah, I should know, right? And I tried to get into the Rick and Michonne thing, but I only watched the first episode. So maybe I'm being a bad Walking Dead fan. Yep, you're right, 11.
So I'll go ahead and finish this one, and we'll see how it goes.
What was the last season we actually reviewed on the show? That's where I left off.
Eight? Maybe eight?
Okay.
That's where I left off. That's when Negan showed up, right? Negan fucked the show. Right?
Might have been nine then.
Okay.
Yeah, they had this whole flashback episode with Negan. And like...
Oh, God.
Yeah. I don't know if they just put makeup on him or they de-aged him. It almost looked like an entirely different person. Some scenes, but then he started talking, right? And I was like, oh no, that's the same dude. So I don't know what they were doing.
Weird.
Yeah.
I would say I'll have to rewatch it, but that'll never happen.
Yeah. So
hey,
I guess that's going to happen my cool of the week. Yep.
What is your daughter? Is that your daughter in the background?
Probably. She playing VR, yeah.
What game is it this time?
Oh, it's still Guerrilla Tag for sure.
Okay.
Every time, huh?
That's her jam. She had a Guerrilla Tag cake for her birthday.
Okay.
Oh, cool. With a big gorilla hand coming out of it?
No, it's just...
A big furry gorilla hand?
Stupid legless gorilla on top of a cake.
Okay. <Yeah. laughs> Did you design it?
Yeah, because that's what they are. They're like legless gorillas, and so you.
Yeah, they move their hands, right? Hands. Use their hands to move. Yeah, it's a weird game, Brian. Have you played it? Weird.
No, I keep seeing her in the background, and it looks very exhausting.
Dude, she does it all the time.
Maybe it's a good workout, right?
It better be.
I got so nauseous playing it with my grandson Brian that I was just like. I had to take the headset off or I was going to throw up, you know?
Yeah.
Like it's very kinetic.
All right, Lance.
All right. Cool of the week. I had an action day. See, I got to do two cools of the week too, guys. I guess we're doing two each this week because I went to the theater and checked out. Well, these are both movies we saw the trailer for that Brian showed us. I checked out Boy Kills World with Pennywise or soon to be the new Crow, Philip.
Oh, yeah.
To your disdain?
I'll give it a shot. We'll see.
Boy Kills World was fun. It was not at all what I was expecting. I thought it was going to be pretty much a straight paint-by-numbers revenge movie, but it involved, like, people rearranging memories of other people to, like, make them remember something that didn't really happen. It got super, super weird, and I was kind of like, I was pissed off at first because I wanted just a straightforward revenge movie. And you kind of get that the first two acts. But then in that third act, you're like, oh, so everything we think has been happening has been the exact opposite of what really went on. And it's kind of cool. I enjoyed it. Great photography. I don't know who did the stunt coordination for Boy Kills World, but there were some great shots. There was one scene that was like, it was real surreal. It's a surreal movie, but it's like on a stage. And there's all these characters, right? But they're battling the main guy. And the camera just follows him, like all around the stage, different set pieces and stuff like that. There's like a pirate ship, and it goes through, the camera goes through the pirate ship, and then you see him fighting. And it makes it look like a single shot, very well done. A lot of fun for that, for sure. And then we got home that night, and I watched a movie that was available. Really good copy of it, Monkey Man.
Oh yeah, that's, I was curious.
Dev, yeah, it was good, man. It was not. I don't know. Maybe I like Boy Kills World a little more because yeah, it was just
I've heard some mixed things about Monkey Man.
Nev said it was very slow.
Is it? Did he direct it or produce it?
He starred, directed, and wrote it.
Oh, okay.
Jordan Peele. You said Jordan Peele, right?
Yeah.
Jordan Peele produced it. The Dev Patel guy starred and directed it.
Okay, I thought it was a Jordan Peele movie. Okay.
No, he helped.
I'm sure he had some input.
Yeah.
He, from what I understand, he got a copy of it before it came out, and I guess it was going to be a straight-to-streaming movie, but he helped it get a theatrical release because he said it needed to be a theatrical release.
Well, be that as it may, I watched it on my TV, and it was still awesome. It was still cool. It was not the fastest-paced movie. Like, there were a lot of kind of like, you know, slow times and stuff like that. But it was pretty cool. It was introspective. I don't know too much about the politics in India, but it definitely like approached some political topics and stuff like that, which I thought was a little out of place, maybe in an action movie. But, you know, the revenge motif stayed true to its nature through the movie. And I enjoyed both of these for different reasons. Boy Kills World was just like playing a video game and reading a manga comic book all at once, and then Monkey Man was kind of like going on an acid trip and watching an action movie all at once. So they each had their high points, and it was a fun action night. I was ready for a couple action movies.
Did you go kick some ass? You go to Fight Club?
Not me. No. That's I'm a lover, not a fighter, Brian.
Yeah. That's the first rule.
All right, Brian has got some horror headlines for us. Take it away, Brian.
Who are? Let's see. The Faces of Death remake earns an R rating for strong, bloody violence and gore.
Okay, as well as should, right?
You guys interested in a Faces of Death remake turned into a feature-length movie?
Totally. 100%. 1,000,000%. We used to watch those. We used to gather in high school and watch those fucking movies all the time.
My brother.
Go ahead.
I was going to say my brother went to, because we couldn't, you know, you remember, Lance, after a while, they just became hard to find.
Yeah.
So my brother would go to like every video store and rent them and just never bring them back. That's how he got the whole set.
He just kept them. That's awesome. You guys ever
Outlast
seen
the Blockbuster?
Philip, did you see the one with the guy that was parachuting? And he was just getting lower and lower, and he went into that crocodile like lake in a zoo or whatever.
No, but that's kind of awesome.
It bummed me out to find out that those were not real. Later
that
on.
Was
you don't say, Brian. You don't.
Because I was like, I was pretty sure because I remember watching one of them and I was like, uh-huh. There's no way this is fucking real. But everybody had told me that it was real.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was real to us.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't find out till I was like an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same here. I found out like a year ago, Brian.
That's probably when I found out. Let's see here. YouTube movie reviewer Chris Stuckman's upcoming horror film Shelby Oaks will now be executive produced by Mike Flanagan.
Oh wow.
Whoa.
Damn.
I like that.
Chris Stuckman, I've been watching him for years. He's been a movie reviewer. He's he's turned into a filmmaker now. His movies I think was Indiegogo or one of those Kickstarter funded movies, and somehow Mike Flanagan is executive producing it, so that's pretty major right there.
That's especially major for him. I mean, for a YouTube guy for his like directorial debut, that's pretty awesome.
Let's see what else we
looking
got.
Looking at the guy right now, he looks like a bigger nerd than we are, guys. If Chris can make it.
Yeah, this looks amazing. We'd get along great with him. I've been watching his reviews.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he recently took a lot of flack because he didn't want to bash Madam Web.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that part.
Well, he's got a different outlook. He just said now that he's a filmmaker, it's kind of hard for him to go bash other people's films.
Fair enough.
He didn't say he liked Madam Web.
He's not going to bash it. Misconstrue. Maybe he thinks he fucked Dakota Johnson.
Okay. Or he just doesn't want to talk too much shit because he may end up working with these people at some point.
I think that's probably very true. But he's also being super gracious, so that's cool. You got to respect.
He seems like a really cool guy. Terrifier 3 moves up its release date from October 25th to October 11th.
Okay.
A couple extra weeks, maybe.
You don't want it?
No, I do want it. You would think it'd be released right around Halloween, but I mean, that's cool. October, a couple weeks earlier. Why not? Yeah. Right.
Gives you.
Well, you think it would be released in December?
Because it's Christmas themed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good point.
I could see that. Yeah. Good point. All right. Well, you know, we'll all be there. That's for sure.
There was something I was going to bring up. It had to do with that's right. We talked about the Evil Dead spinoff movie from the director of Infested that they announced.
Okay.
They announced a second Evil Dead spinoff movie.
Okay.
And I can't find.
What does that mean, spinoff?
They're going to be in the universe.
Right.
Different
are you
story.
Using any different. Of the same characters, or is it just a completely different story?
Different story, but he wrote a Bible to Evil Dead all the direct, because I guess from what his goal is to find up and coming directors and have them give their take.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah, well, just usually when I think of spinoff, I think, okay, well, we're going to take a character from this movie and then make their own movie about them. Right. And I'm like, I don't really care about any of the characters that were in the last couple of Evil Dead movies.
So. Oh, no. None at all? Wow.
Well,
not
that they weren't decent movies, but, I mean, everybody that was worth a shit ended up dead anyway, so.
I want to see the characters from the TV show do a movie.
Oh, now that I would watch.
I mean, nothing's ruled out now. They're trying to make this universe bigger. And the director for the second spinoff movie is Francis Galluppi. He's an up-and-coming filmmaker. His debut film... doesn't say his name. I can't find it.
Not Francis Ford Coppola. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Which... I don't know, no real description of what his movie is going to be like, but the Infested director said his Evil Dead spinoff is going to be painful.
And very, very French.
Yeah, I don't know.
And very French, right?
Yeah. Where is he from? Is he like from France or Quebec or Haiti or what?
I think France, right?
And the Infested director?
Yeah.
Which should probably know his name. We're going to talk about his movie. I think he's French.
Okay.
His name's not Steve Zissou, is it? The Life Aquatic? Never mind. That was bad. Okay. Moving on.
I never finished that movie.
It's a good one.
I don't like, what's his name, the director?
Wes Anderson?
I can't
he's
get
great,
into
dude.
None
I
of
saw,
his movies.
I saw him when I went to see an Ian Anderson concert where he played Jethro Tull's entire 48-minute Thick as a Brick album. And Wes Anderson was there. And I talked to him a little bit before the concert.
Really?
An Austin boy. Yeah, he's an Austin boy. So there you go. Local boy makes good, right? You got him, and then he always works with the Wilson brothers that I think they were born in Dallas, and one of them went to UT. And then, of course, you got, I guess, Matthew McConaughey in that group, you know, kind of like the Texas clique, right?
Okay.
And Wes Anderson was very much a part of that.
They need to all do a movie together.
Could be a good one, but Brian doesn't like him. So have you seen his shorts, Brian, that he just did, like the Rat Catcher and all that stuff? I'm like, what the fuck are those all about?
No, I've seen Grand Budapest Hotel, and then I seen the other one with the Boy Scouts.
With little Moreno in it?
Yeah.
What was the one he did with the Boy Scouts? Was that?
Something Moon or?
Okay.
Not Paper Moon, I don't know.
All right, I know who you're talking about.
Totally
missed. Yeah, me. I'm not his biggest fan either.
Moonlight
man.
Kingdom, maybe?
Yeah, something I can get into some artsy-fartsy shit, but he goes a little off the rails.
He does get some talent in there, though. You gotta admit. Speaking of Fight Club, he always even works with the supposedly unworkable actor. The guy that played the Hulk, help me out, Brian.
Oh,
I was going to say.
Edward Norton.
I was going to say Dwayne Johnson. You guys hearing all the stuff coming out about him?
No.
That whatever Netflix movie that he's been working on, the budget ballooned up to $250 million because I guess he's constantly 7 to 8 hours late to set every day.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I guess
sound like The Rock.
And I guess it started like this thing where one person came out to talk about them working with him on movie sets. And then like another person came out, then another person came out, then another person came out.
Well, I guess he did have that issue with Vin Diesel.
That's yeah.
Right. Fast.
Yeah.
I guess shows up when he wants to. And the guy that is the producer of the movie is like a friend of his, and the guy's never produced a movie before.
Oh no. Let me guess, Brian, the director came up to him and said, "You're 8 hours late. You know what I think?" And let me guess, The Rock said, "It doesn't matter what you think."
That's if he was there on set. I guess he takes like 3 hours to work out.
Well, it's hard work, right? They need to bring Kevin Hart in to set him straight. He seems to have it.
Yeah, there you faster. Go.
He's sort of the Rock Whisperer, it seems like, right?
Both those guys seem to work nonstop.
Yeah. I've just been reading a lot. It just seems like the quote-unquote hardest working man in Hollywood. If the allegations are correct, he might not be the hardest working guy in Hollywood.
Oh boy, no.
And I guess M&M's. he uses movie. Allegedly, don't come after us because we can't pay you. You do. Allegedly, he takes some of the movie budget to film like ads for his like other businesses.
Oh boy.
Allegedly.
Ouch.
So. I hope he makes like one of those like little Manscaped ball shaving razors.
One day, Philip.
Keep your rocks clean.
That's a good tagline.
I'm telling you.
You ought to go pitch it to him, man.
Well, we're not here to bash The Rock because
he
came back to wrestling and he was fucking awesome.
These guys. Hey, Dwayne, it's these guys.
Clean your rocks, then you won't have to smell what we're cooking.
That's great, dude. That's like, that writes itself.
All right,
moving
that's
on.
That's the news.
All right, Brian is going to bring us the big, the small, and now the very, very weird. Philip, we're headed down to the trailer park. Ready?
Here we go. Let's do
it. All right, Brian, take us away, man. Just like Calgun.
Absolutely slow week for trailers, but I did find one called Trim Season about some young people
not what I thought
going to a marijuana farm that are probably going to get murdered. And that's the premise of the movie.
Wait.
Is it poison marijuana?
Is it?
It kind of looked like some witchcraft going on near the end of the trailer.
Yeah.
Witchcraft.
I don't know what. Well,
Lance didn't watch the trailer. I can see.
No, I watched the trailer. I didn't get witchcraft.
Well, that lady looked like she was doing some coming.
Was she okay?
Well, right. Poison weed don't come out looking like that purple mystical smoke.
Brian, you've never been to a Florida medical dispensary, have you?
They got the good shit.
I've got the good shit in Florida, but I've never been to a dispensary. Uh-huh. Just put it.
Oh
like
my
that.
God, I hear you loud and clear, dude. So look.
Well, hell, you're legal in Alaska.
My hat's. Yeah, recreational. We're voting on that here in November, but my hat's off.
Oh, that's right. You got to have a card.
My hat's off to whoever the bright boy or girl was at the DEA that has this week announced that they're going to be moving marijuana from a Schedule 3, which is like a super dangerous, super addictive narcotic.
The Schedule 1.
At least Schedule 1, where we can actually maybe get more of it prescribed.
So 1 to 3 is what you're saying. Yeah, because the Schedule 1 is...
1 to 3, 3 to 1, whatever. They've got it up there with heroin right now.
Yeah, Schedule 1 is where it's at right now, right next to heroin and fucking cyanide and shit.
Cyanide.
I was about to say, they're moving it to a 1. What's going on in Florida?
Well, I don't know, man. That's a federal thing, but we're voting on recreational in November.
Yeah,
and I think
they
said if 60% of the people vote for it, it passes or something automatically.
Yeah, well, here you don't need a medical card. You just need money.
I know.
Money. There it is.
Money. I got the money. Yeah, remember that Vegas vacation at the very end? My number's hit. I finally got the money.
That was my kind of casino. Pick a number.
Right. That was paper, awesome. Scissors. And then Brian Cousinetti said, I'll have some of the green, some of the blue. Now don't be greedy then now. Fill me up. Just putting the slop on his plate at the all you can eat buffet.
Then Cousinetti went crazy in real life.
Oh, yes, the Hollywood Starfuckers or whatever it was called, or Star Killers or whatever. We talked about that before, didn't we?
Yeah. But we're here to talk about trim season.
My favorite time of year, boys.
I knew that was going to get Lance the moment I said trim season.
It does sound like a porn.
Get some trim. Come into our barbershop, get some trim while you get a trim.
I do recognize somebody from the cast. Alexandra Esso.
Daddario? Oh, okay.
She was in...
Dr. Sleep.
Dr. Sleep and Starry Eyes. You ever see Starry Eyes?
Weird movie. Weird casting couch analogy movie, right?
Yeah, basically how... Far Will You Go for Stardom type of movie.
Mm-hmm. It's a good movie, Philip. Yeah.
Okay.
Check it out. She played Duvall's character in the Wendy. Flashback scenes. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a pretty good actress.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only one I so far recognized from the cast.
And apparently stoned AF. Isn't Bex in this? From, what was it called? The movie we interviewed the writer, remember? The fucking amusement park. Hell Night or whatever. Help me out, guys. I'm dying on the vine here tonight.
I don't remember last week.
I know what you're talking about.
This was the movie that we saw about the amusement park, and there was a killer.
Oh, yes, that is her. Bex.
Yes, that is, excuse me, that is they. Because Bex Taylor, is now non-binary.
Get your
pronouns right there, brother.
I'm still learning.
Well, that's where this movie loses.
It's all right. Your heart was in the right place.
Once it stamps the big...
Is that where it loses you?
Once it stamps a big, it's an exploration into gender, magic, and marijuana. I'm like,
did they have to go there? Right?
This movie is not for me.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe it is, Philip.
Oh, I doubt it. I don't care. I don't care if you have some non-binary folks in there or whatever. I just don't.
Right.
Don't fucking preach to me in the movie. I don't want to hear about some political shit.
Do you think maybe, though, they just put that in there in the trailer to get people's attention? And they're like, oh, okay. Like we were talking earlier.
I'm sure that a lot of reviewers initially went there. And so maybe they specifically picked that review because it was really good.
But yes, gotcha. Okay. So that was probably the
line I'm looking for right now, man.
These aren't the drugs you're looking for? Huh? These aren't the droids you're looking for?
It's not the tag.
Move along.
For right now. It's like, oh, okay, all right. Well, never mind then.
Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. It kind of looked fun to me, Brian, but it also looked like, what the fuck is happening? To quote Ammon, what the fuck is happening? You know, that's so weird. It's like, is it killer weed? Is it poison weed? Like you said, Brian, is it a magician? I don't know witchcraft. What the fuck is going on.
I don't want to see a magician pop up. I want to see no magic tricks.
Just don't look at what I'm doing with this hand.
But no, but part of me kind of enjoys the concept. What if...
Killer weed?
Depending on...
Dude, Charles Band has done this movie 16,000 times!
Well, right, but depending on where they go with it. Because it is like a weird, magical fucking plant. Like it maybe didn't come from this planet or something. And if they went off of something like that, that would be cool.
Yeah, I like
the balls to go there.
I like the idea that there's young people being lured to a marijuana farm with the idea that they're going to make some money.
They just get killed by Chinese mobsters.
Oh, no. Do I have this right? They trim like part of the leaves off each plant. They get to pocket that or put it in a little baggie for themselves or something as long as they keep pulling the buds out for the... What's going on here?
Well, trim season. It's the harvest. So you harvest the flowers.
Ah, okay.
And then it, you know, blooms again next year.
I'm assuming they're going there to work.
Yeah.
And
The
people have other motives to get these people there. That's where I found it kind of interesting with the witch. It looked like witchcraft. I could be wrong, but the lady looked like she was performing some kind of ritual at the end.
Yeah, look that way. Looks like they don't bring in the Egyptian magician. Y'all remember that from the
But she might have just been really high.
Or we might have been really high watching the trailer, right?
Well, this comes out... I think this is getting a select theatrical release.
Why?
In June.
Why? Okay.
Yeah, this definitely seems like a straight VOD movie.
This is strange to me, but okay.
Well, Lance, you don't like anything. We can all agree.
That's not true. Night Swim was not horrible.
See, that's where you lose me and Phil.
Well, it's weird the things that you absolutely hate, and then you're like, yeah, Night Swim was pretty good.
All right. No, didn't we all agree last week? Wasn't it eights all the way across the board for Abigail, right?
Yeah, that was...
Abigail was... Okay. And then we had Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Lest we forget that, Brian.
5 years ago.
Mr. Lance hates everything.
Huh? Abigail was like this year's Megan.
Yeah. And Spider-Verse was like 4 or 5 years ago.
Imaginary tried to be this year's Megan. I'll be shocked if they don't do a universal horror haunted house about Abigail, right? Would that not make the perfect, like you go into the rooms and there's scenes from the movie? It's a universal movie.
Yeah, but you got to get really good kids to be ballerina vampires. You can't just have random kids jumping around.
That is for sure a problem. And one of the things, I don't even know if I mentioned it last week when we were talking about it, but I was like, You know what? This is a child actress that like didn't annoy me at all. She did really well.
Yeah, and that's like, rare. She, yeah. No Lulu syndrome for you,
right.
Huh?
Yeah, and
since we're done talking about trim season, I watched an interview with her. I think it was done by IMDb on YouTube.
The Abigail girl?
Yeah, she is a legit kid, like in real life. Like, it's just kind of amazing, like seeing the movie, how she played this kind of basically evil. Someone pretending to be a child.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, maybe she's older than she looks.
No, when I seen in the interview,
she's a legit kid.
Yeah. That's
impressive.
Like, they were, like, playing, like, in the interview with the cast, they were, like, playing games, like, naming vampire movies, and, like, she didn't know shit. And I just based off because she's so fucking young, she hasn't seen anything.
They should have taken her to a couple of good vampire movies, like The Lost Boys. Definitely not Twilight.
Lost Boys is great, though.
All right. That's the trailer. All right.
On we go, Philip.
Killer Weed.
Unfortunately, favorite movie title we've ever had on the show.
Okay. Yeah, no, I love Killer Weed. And I love those Charles Band movies like Evil Bong and all that stuff. But this just seems like a ripoff, you know. Anyway, moving on, right?
All right. Listener feedback. This week we shine the podcast spotlight on a YouTube channel, Sarah of Horror. That's Sarah with an H for horror. is that all the feedback we got this week? Awesome. All right. But anyway, all of our logos are from Steve Carlton from the Geeks. We actually just got a couple of new t-shirt designs on the website, so go check that out. Steve got them on there for us, and they are pretty cool. We got a whole new little character. We got past some copyright shit.
Yeah, we're names coming soon. The guy, Lance, asked me to name him, and I couldn't come up with a name, and I didn't want to give him something stupid. So, if anybody has any suggestions, like, email us.
Oh, good idea. We need a name contest to name our little guy. That'd be awesome.
See if Lance agrees.
Yeah.
Lance gets his shit together.
What's that? I had to go get a beer. Y'all were talking about Killer Weed. I had to go get a beer.
Name contest for our little mascot.
Yes. Oh, name contest. Fucking A, dude. All right. Nice. I like it.
I'm sure I could think of something that I would think would be really cool. And then somebody would suggest, you should have named him this on Facebook or something. And then I'd have been like, damn, you're right.
All
right.
My idea is Keith David Keith.
The little skull guy. All right.
I don't know if Keith David's P. I don't want to piss off that guy.
That's true.
Oh, I met him, and he wouldn't give us a sound bite. He said, look, man, if I did it for you, I'd have to do it for everybody. I'm like, and somehow I'm okay with that, Mr. David.
Yeah, but how would they know which one we're talking about? Is it Keith David?
I don't know. Good point.
Unless they both sue. Anyway. but yeah, so be on the lookout for that and some more great stuff from Steve. And of course, our original skull artwork comes from Natsulani. We still got some t-shirts with that stuff on there. Some with just the THR lettering that looks metal as fuck, and it's cool. But yeah, go check out the website for that, www.thehorrorreturns.com. And if you'd like to help us out, please consider becoming a Patreon patron. We'll let you pick the movies for a future show at any amount, and for $5 or more a month, also pick a commentary for our future bonus show. And that's not all. If you join at the $5 tier and stay with us at least 3 months, you'll get 6 koozies, a t-shirt, and a pop figurine of our choice, Funko Pop.
Yeah.
The good shit.
We want to surprise you.
Yeah. We'll base it on your personality. It's like a really awesome fortune cookie.
All right. And it really works. We're happy to announce our brand new patron, Noreldon Maslow. I probably fucked your name up, but thank you so much for coming in. And be sure to send us your three movies you want us to cover, as well as a movie for a commentary. And we hope you can join us on the show.
And I think we got them, right, Brian?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the picks. I got to work it in the schedule somehow.
All right.
And we had a couple of guys that upped their membership, so we appreciate y'all. We won't call you out, but thank you. You know who you are.
Thank you so much.
On to featured attractions. It's Spider Week at the Horror Returns as we talk about the brand new Infested, as well as 1990s Arachnophobia. We'll start with Arachnophobia.
The Jennings family has just moved to the small town of Canaima.
Oh, Ross, smell that air.
Oh, God.
In search of a simpler life.
Want to blow up a bullfrog?
Okay.
It's the perfect place.
Goodbye, crime. Goodbye, grime.
Except for one pesky little problem.
Come with me and look at the web.
The web?
I have a terrible fear of spiders. Come on, we live in the country now. It's time to work through this irrational, paralyzing terror.
It's not irrational.
Hollywood Pictures and Amblin Entertainment present Jeff Daniels.
Honey, we're in the living room. We need you to kill a spider.
And John Goodman.
From 1990, a new species of South American killer spider hatches in... A new species of South American killer spider hitches a lift into a small California town. I don't even think that makes sense.
In a coffin
to start to breed, leaving a trail of death that puzzles the terrifying young doctor newly arrived in town with his family. I don't know why that was such a hard sentence to read, but it doesn't. I think it just. Grammatically, it doesn't make a lot of sense. South American spider hitches a ride down to the States.
That's like a joke.
I know.
Two guys walk into a bar.
And one of them is dumber.
Oh, boy.
All right. Director is Frank, also known for Congo and Eight Below. Oh, I did get a kind of a Congo vibe from this movie.
Did you?
Okay. Yeah. Writers are Don Jacoby, Al Williams, and Wesley Strick. The safety of the spiders was paramount through the entire production. What the fuck is wrong?
Okay. Paramount.
So for one scene where McClintock, John Goodman, had to spray an arachnid with insecticide, then squash it with his boot, the production went to extreme measures to first... a dummy spider was sprayed. Then Goodman donned special boots with a hollowed out sole for the squash shot.
Come on. Fuck
so that the
shit.
Spider
You're
would
kidding.
Just curl up inside and
what?
Wait for the next take.
But if he's off by a quarter. But Philip, if Goodman's off by a quarter inch, that spider's gone, baby.
That's true. I don't know. You ever tried to step on a fucking ant? Those motherfuckers
are
fine.
Are these like trained spiders?
That's what I'm saying.
Are they?
That's the only reason I could see they would.
They make more in a year than we do.
I wonder what kind of spiders they really were. Anyway, the sound of a spider being crushed by John Goodman was made by the Foley artist crushing a couple of potato chips.
It worked.
Okay. It worked.
It did work, but I figured guess. It would be a lot grosser than that. Just crushing a couple of potato chips doesn't...
Right?
Somehow sounds less impressive.
Doesn't do it for you, huh?
No. All right, Lance, you want to start us out on arachnophobia?
I mean, look, so this was on my blind list or whatever. Like, I've never seen this movie.
Really?
And this is like, yeah, this was a big release. I remember when it came out, they had like glasses at McDonald's with the characters on them and all kinds of bullshit. So I was like, okay, this is going to be awesome. And it starts out very Raiders of the Lost Ark, but you've got like Julian Sands going, it's the fucking professor, nutty professor or whatever, going to try to find this stuff in the South America, wherever the hell they were. You know, and then you're like, well, I know what's going to happen here. You know, it's like all these different weird. They show like it's going to be in somebody's boot, and then it ends up, I guess, with a dead person or whatever. So, okay, fine. And then it gets there, and I'm kind of like, I'm pretty nonplussed by this movie. This, like, I've been really told that it's a fun movie. It's really cool. You know, it's got a lot of horror elements. It's really scary, kids. But didn't do a whole lot for me, man. And yes, I could not stop thinking of Dumb and Dumber the entire time I was watching this movie. And then, of course, Goodman shows up for like 32 seconds maybe in the whole fucking movie.
He's fantastic in it, though.
He was great, but I thought he was going to be in it a lot more. I was very disappointed that he wasn't in it that much. I guess the special effects were great. I mean, sounds like apparently they used real spiders and mock-ups and everything else. No expense was spared. Saving these spiders from destruction. That's good to hear. But wasn't super impressed with this movie. I hope you guys took more away than I did, because I can't even really think of any scenes that stood out for me, quite frankly. It is what it is.
All right. Brian, what do you think?
Again, I am incredibly disappointed in your review.
I knew you would be.
This is like one of those 90s staples as far as horror movies for me. Yeah, I've seen this. I've seen this in the theater when it originally came out.
Might have made a difference if I had.
I've watched it many times since then. I don't like spiders, but I'm not to the point where I can't watch them on TV. And this one, watching it, just kind of made me feel just kind of gross. It got a lot of scenes of spiders.
But also warm and fuzzy, though, right, Brian? From your memories of watching the movie?
Yeah, because I kind of felt like, you know, not liking spiders and checking this movie out on the big screen was kind of like facing my fears type of thing. And I didn't even have to rewatch this movie. I've seen it so many times. I thought Jeff Daniels was great. Julian Sands, you only get him for a minute, but you know, you're right. Yeah. Like, he's kind of like a wacky kind of scientist, like not really caring about anything else but his research.
Yeah, this movie, Brian, was like 80% Jeff Daniels, right? Like, he was in it a lot. Like, a lot more than I thought.
Well, it needed to be. Yeah, it needed to be, because he was the guy that was deathly afraid of spiders, and of course you had to have him, you know, your main character is deathly afraid of spiders, so you know there's going to be some kind of showdown at the end.
Right.
And a lot of the scenes still stick out in my head from the kid, like when they go to the coroner's house and him and his wife are just sitting there and the spiders start coming out their nose and mouth.
Oh, gross out stuff, right?
That was super creepy. What did you think about the end spider design?
It was fine.
The big one in the...
Yeah, the big ones.
It was fine up close, but when they did far shots of it jumping, it doesn't really hold up now.
Yeah, I guess I can see that. I thought it was pretty good, though. It did freak me out.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, but yeah, you know, you're seeing the starfish stuck to... What's his name's chest in that heavy metal movie?
Oh no, yeah. He's not like, that bad.
Hey, no, the spider. Ah.
Wasn't that bad. Come on.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like quite that
healthy. Rock and roll nightmare level.
Yeah, but that did happen.
All right, fair enough.
And there's just a lot of scenes that stick out to me. The girl in the shower scene.
Yeah.
That always, for many reasons, stuck out to me as a young man.
Didn't just creep you out, huh?
Yeah.
Where's that spider trying to bite her?
But yeah, I just always liked the story of the spider coming to America and then mating with the common house spider to create like some kind of new breed of spider that's very venomous and just kind of spreading all over to this town, which I always wanted a sequel because I know that when they burnt the house up at the end, I know that just wasn't all of the spiders.
Yeah, I'm surprised it never got one.
Trying to see here how...
I was going to say, I mean, it seems like there would be one, and I probably just don't know about it.
No, they never... They're supposed to be remaking it with your favorite director that doesn't direct, Phil, James Wan.
Oh, producing. All
right. Producing.
Producing. Producing. Why put his name on it? If all you're doing is paying for the shit, you have no creative control.
Let me guess.
Leave the fucking name off of it.
Jordan and Peele is also just producing, right? And M. Night.
No, Jordan Peele's just producing the People Under the Stairs, not directing.
Ah, that's right. Well, I love that one at the theater.
Tarantino got me with a couple of those, too. It was like a Quentin Tarantino movie.
I know. Yeah, they cock-tease you. They cock-tease you.
I'm like, you fuck. That's false advertising.
But John Goodman, he's great. I like him almost everything I've seen him in. He was the comic relief character in this one. I think he was in it enough, Lance. I think if that character was in this movie as the main character, the whole tone would have just shifted. It would have been more comedy than horror.
Okay. Although I kind of wanted that. Like, the way this movie was described to me, having not ever seen it before now, I thought he was, like, the main star. So, anyway.
He's just a standout. He does that a lot, though.
Yeah. Like,
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Steals the show, as it were, right? Yeah,
fucking the Big Lebowski. He's really not in that movie that much. And he's awesome in it.
That's true. You're right, man. He's just kind of like there, but he has that kind of presence, I guess, right?
He seems like Walter from The Big Lebowski meets Bill Murray from Caddyshack in this movie.
That's great. A goofer?
But yeah, this is just maybe it's just me being nostalgic about it and just growing up with the movie, but
yeah.
It's just kind of one. If I had probably had to make a top 10 out of 90s horror movies, this definitely would be in the top 10.
Oh, wow.
Probably number 10.
Okay. I'll give it another shot. Definitely.
I just respect that they used for majority of the movie. They use real spiders.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'm kind of wondering what kind of spiders those actually were because they were pretty damn creepy. And
I'm kind of thinking maybe the reason why they were so cautious about them getting hurt, maybe they're kind of easy to train and very rare or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're worth a lot. They probably have like an insurance policy on each spider, if you think about it, right?
Well, in animal rights stuff, let you burn down a bunch of spiders for a movie.
Although maybe not as stringent in 1990 as now.
Yeah.
But, you know. Who knows? I remember smoking indoors in 1990. Fuck, I think I remember smoking on an airplane in 1990.
I remember ashtrays on airplanes.
A different world. Yeah. Different world, boys and girls.
That might have lasted until 1990. Probably not wrong.
I think so. That mid-90s is when things really started changing, Philip.
All right. I've seen it before, but I don't really remember it. I think I only saw it when it first came out. And I, for some reason, thought that the movie was going to be much goofier than it was.
I did, too. Yeah. I expected a big comedy.
Yeah, like I was thinking at the helm. Like eight-legged freak style insanity. And that's not really what I got, but... What I did get instead, I actually really enjoyed. I thought it was a pretty solid movie. Like, I'm like, oh, this is actually pretty fucking scary. There's a whole real plot behind this, and they've got the spiders that are attacking people, and they're like just extremely aggressive, and they've got the animal experts here to tell you why they're extremely aggressive. John Goodman was definitely my favorite part of this movie. Like I was just saying, I was thinking about it while we were talking about it on the show, and I can't think of a thing that he's done that's been awful. Like, John Goodman is a damn good actor.
he's a national treasure, Brian.
He always plays a standout role.
Because he can play comedic, but then you got something I rewatched recently, 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Oh, yeah.
He's fucking menacing in that one.
Yeah. Dude, John Goodman is a great... He, fucking the Big Lebowski, man. He makes that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And he makes this movie, even though Jeff Daniels is in it, who I also love. But yeah, after Dumb and Dumber, it's almost hard to look back on his roles and take him seriously at all.
Okay.
Which is how good he did.
Yeah, I got that too. For sure.
But I still like that he was the lead and he played the role well. I didn't hate anybody really in the movie except that old ass doctor that kept trying to blame it on him.
The guy that was like, you know, he got a physical from him just before he died.
Yeah, that fuck. I'm glad he got bit. He was a dick.
Wow. Poor guy.
Poor guy. Man, that guy had Jeff Daniels move his entire family to the country,
and then said, "I'm not retiring."
Not only that, but you're killing people. It was a much more serious movie than I remembered, but I still enjoyed it a lot. I have to think about what I'm going to give it for scores, but I'll let you guys go first. Lance, what do you think?
Oh, man. Don't do this to me. I'm going to night swim it. 6 on 10.
6 on 10.
Yeah.
Okay. I
respect that.
Yeah, that might be a legit fair score for this movie. Brian, what do you think?
I got to see it again, though, especially after hearing Brian talk about it.
It's an easy 8 for me.
I think I'm gonna go somewhere in between and hit 7.5. It doesn't hit as much of a nostalgia factor with me because I think I've only seen it once. But a better movie than I thought it was going to be going back into it. Since I couldn't remember anything. It's been fuck, that was 30 years ago, right?
Yeah. I mean, let's just put it this way. When Infesta came out, I didn't have to think because there's many spider horror movies out there.
Oh, yeah.
Arachnophobia instantly came to my head.
Of course.
Yeah. And amazingly, we'd never covered it before, which is always strange. Right?
Always iconic. And they use the spider well, and spiders are still creepy as fuck. Like, I don't have a serious fear of spiders, but... Right.
When they start jumping at you,
they're fucking creepy, man. They just are.
Jumping spiders.
Like, I'm cool with the little ones, you know, that eat all the bugs and shit. You get those, like, those big ass spiders, they're scary.
Oh, yeah. Like the ones you dealt with in your boots when you were on special ops in Afghanistan. Camel spiders? No, is that what they're called?
I do have I don't know if it was a camel spider. I'm assuming it probably was because it was fucking huge. I do have a camel spider story.
Did you burn your boots immediately?
No. They weren't in my boots. Okay. Thank God. Oh, my God. It was in the middle of the night, and I was up doing watch or some bullshit. And I'm sitting in the little radio room it's called the talk. Anyway. So I'm sitting
You were in charge of fixing the time machine so one of the soldiers could go back and kill Hitler, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
But you can't talk about it.
No. That's black ops shit. Anyway, so we're sitting in there just manning the radio and all that bullshit. And then, I turn around and there's this fucking spider. I swear to God. It was at least a foot in diameter on the wall.
Oh wow!
And he
immediately shoot it?
No. Well, oh. Probably would have been in some shit for that, but I kind of wanted to. No, I grabbed a fly swatter and I was like, I don't know if this is gonna do it. And then I grabbed another fly swatter and doubled them up, right? And then, so it was kind of a thing, right? Because he'd been hanging out on the wall for a while, and nobody else is willing to go near it, and I'm fixing to go hit it with this fucking doubled up fly swatter.
Mm-hmm.
Which, saying it back sounds really fucking stupid, but that's what we did. And I hit it with this fly swatter, and this fucker falls and starts running.
I apologize, Nez. I know you're listening.
Oh, because he's a spider guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was terrifying. I screamed like a little girl. Those big ones, man.
Your Black Ops buddies never.
I'm telling you, when you see like a fucking spider that's foot big, insane.
Fuck that.
And that's not good.
Dinner plate.
And that's not good when you hit it as hard as you can and it's just kind of running.
Yeah, it falls and
shrugs it off.
Yeah, no, somebody opened the door and he finally ran out that way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. He's going into my fucking bed.
Oh, man. Anyway. What are you going to do?
All right. So we'll roll back to, I forgot where I was, Infested from 2024. Oh, oh.
Otherwise known as what, Brian? What was it called when we saw the trailer? Vermeer. I can't speak French. Fuck.
I guess if it's in French, it's
Viernes.
Vermeer, I think. I don't know. Okay. That sounds Vermeer. More Spanish.
Vermeer.
You sounded
like what's that fucking cartoon cat with the sword?
Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots. You sound like Batman. All right.
I still don't quite have my voice back. Residents from a rundown French apartment building battle against an army. of deadly, rapidly reproducing spiders. You ain't fucking kidding. Director is Sebastian Vanasek, also known for the short film Crocs. Crocs. Is that like the shoes?
Definitely. I was about to say this director has a shoe fetish.
I was just about to say I need to watch it, but then when you said, is it the shoes? I don't know why. I fucking hate Crocs.
It probably is. It's some fucking artsy fartsy bullshit.
This is the guy that's doing one of the Evil Dead remake or spinoffs.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, same guy. Well, there will be some shoes that show up in the Evil Dead then, I guarantee you. Because this guy definitely has a shoe fixation. But anyway, what were you saying, Philip? Sorry.
Oh, there is a shoe thing in this one. Okay. No, you said that and it threw me off. I had to think about it. All right. Ryder. Writer is Florent Bernard, also known for Les Femmes Beaux and Les Adventures de Chupacabra.
Say that again.
The Adventures of Chupacabra. Les Adventures de Chupacabra.
Fence has been broken.
All right.
That's a Mexican thing, isn't it? Chupacabra.
Chupacabra? Yeah, I think
France.
So.
Is it, did it get on Daryl's motorcycle with him or what?
I guess so.
Oh.
All right. Okay. Writer and director. writer and director Sebastian Vanacek really wants to show the low-income housing community in France differently. According to him, whenever it's shown in movies, it's either a drama with drug dealing and all that, or a corny comedy.
All of which was predominantly in this movie. That fucking drug dealer was shaking them all down.
I did not see him deal no drugs.
He was looking for fucking dealer? Hash and shit in the shoebox. He said, You got the hash, you got the cocaine.
I assumed
they all had drugs.
Right. So okay. They weren't dealing drugs. He thought they were. Anyway.
So he just wanted drugs. Gotcha.
His perception is that in real life, it's mostly humming along just fine with a few issues here and there. Like
spiders.
Many killer spiders. first feature film from director Sebastian Vanacek, who had directed a few shorts before. He pitched the movie to producer Harry Torjman, who loved and introduced him to Netflix. They loved it as well and thought the movie deserved a theater release before ending up on Netflix, which is a big deal in France. And this was on Shudder here, right?
Yeah, they have different deals depending on countries.
Okay. Yeah, because I almost thought it was like a Shudder original the way that it opened up. Anyway, Lance, what'd you think about Infested?
So this started out a lot like Arachnophobia, right? It's just that it was in the desert rather than in the rainforest or whatever. So
yeah.
I'm like, okay, this is paying like super homage to it, like to the point where I'll bet this movie's probably going to be a beat-for-beat remake of Arachnophobia. Obviously, it wasn't, but they definitely had some of the same beats. So that I noticed right away. I was getting a little bit bored with it, quite frankly, guys. I mean, it was, you know, it took a long time to build up. You have the, you know, the shoebox fiasco, and you get the guys that are, you know, in the apartment and doing their thing or whatever. And then all of a sudden, something weird happened. And for whatever reason, these people just started fucking fighting cops. And cops were like, kind of like that movie Wreck. It was filmed in Spain where they block off the apartment building. A lot of Wreck. And I thought they were going to go there more and lean more heavily on that. But when they, and I don't want to spoil too much, but when you get to the scene where these people just start fucking randomly fighting with cops that are in like full bulletproof vest and helmets, I'm like, okay, now it's fun. This fucking movie is going somewhere. And at that point, this movie became just a fucking fun house for me. There was that one scene in a hallway, and I won't say anything to spoil it, but where the camera was spinning, right? Mm-hmm. Like the whole time the camera slowly spun. That was a beautiful shot. It was a really well-filmed movie. I mean, it really was. I don't have a lot of negative things to say about this. It went quickly. It like I said, I started getting a little bored with it because there was so much buildup with like what's going to happen. We've only got one spider. Granted, did they take liberties of how quickly these things could reproduce? Probably, because I don't know how realistic that is. Could go back to Phillips Alien theory. I don't know. But, that was about meat, like not spiders.
This was for okay. Sure alien spiders.
It felt that way. Yes, it totally felt that way. And they did a good job with it. So I enjoyed it, man. This was a fun movie. It was like that beginning scene was really cool out in the desert, and then it got super slow for like half an hour. And then you got that one scene with the ridiculous, you know, cop bullshit, which where the fuck did this come from? But I'm loving it. It's good to watch.
If I'm in that situation and they're not letting me leave,
cops. That's right. They said you're stuck in here, right? Like with
I'm fighting my way out. I'm going out the fire escape. I'm going out some way.
And it was cool, man. It was a great really got out of control fast. And after that, like I said, it was nothing but just bigger and bigger and uglier and gnarlier spiders. Great filming effects, really good acting. Like, I believed everyone that was in it. So it was a fun movie. I enjoyed it. I'm glad you picked this one, Brian.
All right. Brian, what'd you think?
I had a blast with this one. I liked the beginning. I thought it set up how dangerous and rare these spiders are. by what happened to one of the people that caught the spiders, because
yes, on the job dangers, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Who would have thought that would be a good idea to catch?
I know, fucking stupid, weren't they?
Uber deadly spider and then sell him to some jackass.
Yeah. I like the introduction to the characters. I felt like, yeah, it kind of took its time introducing us to the characters, but it kind of just gave us enough time to get to know these characters. So when they were in some kind of situation, we were neither rooting for them or rooting against them. Like, we kind of spoiled one part with the guy accusing everybody of drug dealing and having drugs on them. You just knew that guy was going to get it in some way.
Okay. Yeah, he was kind of a dick, though.
Guess I said a little too much on that one. You know, sorry.
I like the use for the most part. The spiders do grow, and obviously those aren't real. The bigger giant spiders, but for most part, again, just like Arachnophobia, they use real spiders in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Which
it was
creeped
obvious,
me out.
Right?
There was so many scenes where, when I seen multiple spiders, I was like, you just got to fucking burn this building down. That's the only solution.
Kind of like Arachnophobia style, huh?
Yeah. Unfortunately, there was some harm to a dog in there that I didn't appreciate. I kind of felt like he was going to make it. But
when I
seen the dog do something, I was like, I know exactly how this is going to go for you.
This is going to go down, huh?
And you have a pity too, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, so yeah. I was just kind of like, fuck. For the most part, I can't say nothing bad about none of the characters, none of the acting in here. I felt like everybody did what they needed to do. Cinematography was great.
I could say something bad. Why the fuck couldn't they have just spoken English? Why did they have to all speak French, for fuck's sake?
Because they're in France.
Oh, yeah, there is that. Okay. Okay, I do have one little gripe. The copy that I found out there, I guess I should have watched it on Shudder had I known it was on Shudder, but my copy, the words were like a minute and a half after the scenes. So like I would get the scene and then I'd get the English translation and a half later. Yeah, that was rough.
That probably makes it a lot more difficult.
You should have watched it on Shudder when your copy, the movie started and the Shudder logo came up.
Yeah, that should have tipped me off, you would think, right?
Yeah, but I thought this movie was a lot of fun. Kind of wanted more out of the ending than what we got. But
yeah, I have questions about that.
Well, we don't want to say too much. I almost said something I shouldn't have, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just leave it at that and pass it over to you, Phil.
I think it was... Is it going to be like super memorable and iconic? Probably not, but it was a really fun spider movie. It was pretty creepy when it needed to be really creepy. There was many, many spiders, like a lot, and it was a little bit terrifying. And there's a couple of scenes in particular with some bigger spiders that we'll talk about
yeah.
spoilers that were pretty fucking awesome.
And you had the insect nerd, right? That like he nerded out over all the insects and snakes and shit that he kept.
Well, there was like two of them, really, I guess.
Yeah, the guy that was his friend that they had a falling out with.
And so I really liked where it went. I mean, I got a little annoyed with the main character dude. Like at some point I'm like, "Oh my god, just fucking kill this guy."
Is he supposed to be young or old?
I think he's supposed to be young. He seems
His
young.
Face, he had an old face.
Okay. To me, I didn't get an old face like from him. I got an old face from
years old.
All of his friends, though.
Really? like 40-year-olds playing high schoolers?
Oh, that one lady was annoying. The cop. The lady that was supposed to be a cop, but she was completely useless in every situation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh man, we're getting into spoilers.
All right. But anyway, I enjoyed it. It was pretty creepy. It was pretty action-packed. It actually had a pretty decent storyline to go along with it. If you don't mind following along with the
the subtitles.
Right.
Preferably not a minute and a half late. I'm sure that probably fucked things up. But yeah, if you don't mind the subtitles, it's actually a really good movie. All right, scores, Lance.
I'll still go 7/10. I really enjoyed it. I love the camera angles. Love that one hallway scene. And I thought everybody reacted the way I would react if, you know, there were these fucking spiders that were multiplying 10 times faster than nature should normally allow. Like, they were multiplying faster than the speed of light. And I think that Einstein told us that's not possible. That's like not only a good idea, but the law. But
you end up with a shitload of spiders by the end of this movie.
Yeah, we gotta throw that out the window and just enjoy the movie. So it was fun. It was fun.
All right, Brian.
I think this is the show first 2 weeks in a row. I got the same score as Lance. Seven on 10.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think I'm right there with you. I think 7 is a good score for this one. I gave, at least I meant to give Arachnophobia 7.5. I'm pretty sure I did. I'm going to give this one a 7.
All right. Not quite Arachnophobia, but close. Gotcha.
Right.
All right, cool.
Just because Arachnophobia is kind of iconic, this one is brand new. You got to pay your dues to get that half a point.
Fair enough, yeah. Makes sense.
All right. Spoilers.
This is a motherfucking spoiler alert. You've been fucking warned. This is a motherfucking spoiler alert. You've been fucking warned. This is a motherfucking spoiler alert. You've been fucking warned.
Okay, the main scene where I said you needed to burn this fucking building down is the guy that got the brand new shoes.
Yeah.
When he got bit. And he saw the spider, and he went to smash it with the shoe, and then it burst into
all many, those little...
many tiny little spiders. I was like,
"Yeah,
that was a trip."
Just those forget your belongings. Sparks.
Have you were ever done that, by the way?
CGI? I've seen videos of it.
Okay, I've done that before.
No,
there was what looked like this giant hairy spider. I squish it. And millions of teeny tiny spiders go crawling because it was just, it had babies all over its back. Uh-huh. That's why it looked so furry. Ooh.
Yikes.
Terrifying.
And then another scene was when, you guys remember when he found a little egg sack and he put it in the shoebox?
Yeah.
Sure.
And then they opened it later and it was spiders.
Yeah.
And that one guy had the best reaction, the guy that's supposed to be like an MMA fighter. How you just immediately grab the roll of tape and just duct tape.
The duct tape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was perfect.
Which I'm glad we got to see him do some MMA when they were fighting the cops. Because
Spider
MMA. I was like, why are you guys mentioning he's an MMA fighter? And then for the most part, he's not really doing nothing. And then straight up puts an arm bar on a cop.
Yeah, it was a good one too.
Yeah.
But then I'm not sure I agreed totally with the very end of it though, where they were like,
really?
Yeah. Well, we're the guy who had obviously already been bitten. And this is like almost zombie spiders because I guess if you get bit, they somehow implant teeth semen into you and
like Alien, huh?
Yeah.
That is a good description. Teeth semen.
It is. It's like it's like the little spidery things from the Alien movies. The face hookers.
Sure.
Yeah, they bite you and they shoot their load in you.
That, yeah, there you go. That's exactly what they do. I'm gonna face fuck you. and so it was like a lot of those guys. But yeah, when that guy who had already been bitten was like, yeah, I'm gonna run out of this fucking building after they already had it kind of quarantined. Although, if you're gonna quarantine it anyway, just burn the fucker down. But
I have questions.
Guess about he let the him out.
I have questions about
what
the quarantine.
What are the questions? Because this, I thought it was gonna go full wreck, but they didn't quite pivot all the way there, Brian.
When they quarantined the cops, when they quarantined, did they quarantine themselves inside the building with no one on the outside?
Yeah, I assume. I mean, they were in there, right? So they took one for the team.
Kind of
well, they quarantined
sloppy organization is this?
They quarantined themselves on the outside to block the doors. That's why they were in the parking garage.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah. And so like, I guess they had all the exits closed off.
We talked about the wreck vibes. Did you guys get a few Evil Dead Rise vibes from this movie too? Like with the parking garage and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the big giant spider when they're trying to drive out.
Lance, what was that?
Hold on, Phil. Lance, when you say the wreck, do you mean the raid?
You know what?
No.
That's a thought, too. I mean Wreck, the Spanish movie, right? That they remade with the girl from Dexter in it.
The found footage with the... Where they
the found wreck. Footage.
Okay, I thought
you meant Wreck with
wreck,
the demons.
Like W-R...
But now that you mentioned it, the rage, I mean, yeah, they're trapped inside of an apartment. I can see that too, right? And they're trying to get out.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's kind of its own thing, but it does kind of borrow from a few different movies, right?
Yeah, and Lance, you brought up that hallway scene.
Yeah, with the spider webs. Boy, did they act fast, huh? They had all that shit set up within an hour, right?
No, I'd have opened that bitch up and been like, nah, fuck this. You guys don't have
there ain't no
sticks.
Way I would have gone through that shit.
They had like the worst.
I would have jumped out a window.
They had like the worst flares ever.
Yeah, no I shit. Know. They lasted terrible. For all of 10 seconds. I was like, are those fireworks or flares?
And then that fucking light. And they showed it early in the movie, right? Where the one guy spun the thing to make the light come on. And you're like, okay, this is a MacGuffin. Yeah. This is coming back. And sure enough, hey, leave the light on. Why the fuck did they have to have the light on? Just so they could see that they weren't walking into
a timer,
spider, I guess.
It's
right?
a timer.
Well, I know, but why did it even have to be on? Couldn't they have just ducked and dodged?
Because the lights were the spiders didn't like the light, so they were staying away.
Okay. Yeah, they didn't.
It almost
they
like.
You. I get it.
Go ahead.
They didn't really make that rule until about halfway through the movie.
Yeah, it almost like hallway? It almost like froze them.
Yeah. And then suddenly when the lights were on, they were frozen. It was
which
like
kind of makes,
the ghost
kind of
in Mario.
Sense because in the beginning when they were hunting for the spiders, they were underground. So maybe they're sensitive to light and they can't see.
That makes perfect sense, dude. You just brought it full circle.
Kind of like maybe like the creatures from The Descent.
Yep.
Yeah, except I don't feel like they were doing that in the first half of the movie.
No. And then they thought about it after, maybe?
I don't know. It felt to me like they just made a rule up in the middle of the movie. They were like, oh, we can use this as a gimmick.
Yeah, it was a good scene, though.
Kinda. It was a good
had,
scene.
You had the one
best
girl
scene
that,
of the movie.
That volunteered to hold the light.
Yeah.
And everybody had to... I'm sorry, I would have left that girl. The cop.
Oh, come on, dude. I couldn't do that.
Because she was like, I'm really fast and agile, and then like as she's
no, making... not that girl.
Oh, okay.
The one that was screaming hysterically right? the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. She got to go. She's done.
Yeah.
And if she's in my group, bye.
If you're gonna become a liability, you're gonna get left behind.
And that's the one I'm talking about. She's supposedly a cop.
Gotcha. Wow. I don't
and
want her
like,
protecting my street.
She, like, had no kind of skills, nothing.
Yeah, no cop skills, huh?
Even when the other police showed up, she was just like, she said something like, I'm not that kind of police. I was like, what kind of police are you?
What the fuck? A pencil pusher who sits at desk and fills out forms all day, or what? I mean, I guess they need them, too. Hey, no offense if anyone listening does that.
What did you guys think of the look of the spiders when they got... full size.
Very good. Very well done.
I liked it. So the part that I want to talk about actually was the spider coming out of the fucking guy's mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Cocooned up on the side of the fucking wall like Alien. That shit was terrifying.
Like, oh, my
fucking God. Go run now. Get out of there.
Were those
but they,
big
I'm
ones,
just,
were they real spiders? Did they just like made the picture bigger or what?
They could have. They could have just enlarged them for the screen.
That one looked pretty CGI-y, I think.
Okay. Gotcha.
But you never even really saw the whole thing. You just saw most of the, like, the legs coming out of the mouth and stuff. But then,
but
what about the one at the end?
The giant one?
Yeah. Why did it go away?
It was like, hey, guy, you're cool. Go ahead.
I don't know if that's how it works. Felt like they wanted me to think, and I was like, well, that doesn't make sense.
Maybe that would lend to the alien.
Maybe that was the original spider.
Maybe that was the original spider, and he was like,
hey, you tried to give me a home. You're cool, and
right?
They gave each other a quick little nap.
Okay.
And then walked away.
Man, I guess all, so.
all will be revealed in the sequel, Philip.
Maybe the big spider was, maybe he was like, I saw you fighting these cops. You're on our side. You're cool. You can leave.
I'm like that.
You're on our side because you're fighting the cops.
Why not? All right, you guys ready to bring it on home?
Yeah.
All right. As always, we want to thank you guys for listening to another episode of The Horror Returns. And extra special thanks to our new Patreon patrons and those who decided they want a piece of that pop figurine action. And we do have awesome new t-shirts that Steve made, by the way. Just letting you know. And we still got a shitload of the koozies. I've got to get rid of them. That didn't sound good, did it? We have a shitload of great koozies.
That's why he gets six of them.
I want to hold on to them. But you guys don't want them. So, you know, what are we going to do? So, you know, I can't keep them all. I can't make like a tower of koozies. Brian, what are we covering next week, man? I think Al wants to come on with us if possible.
We are covering the brand new 2024 Tarot, as well as The Gift from 2000.
The GIF or the GIF?
Damn it, Lance.
The Gift.
Yes.
Is it Mike Tyson or what?
Which is pronounced the exact same way as GIF. Okay. Because it's spelled the exact same way, minus the D.
Well, that sounds like a great couple of movies, man. I've already had a couple of people message me saying that Tarot, top bottom five contender. Now, how can people know that until they've seen it, Brian? Come on. Let me guess, PG-13 curse?
I think a lot of people judge stuff by the trailer. But I've seen many bad trailers for good movies.
That's true.
Smile, Brian. We thought we were going to hate it, remember?
Yeah.
It looked like it was going to be cheesier than it was.
I mean, we brought it up before, Megan.
Yeah.
Who thought that was going to be like a pop culture phenomenon that it turned out to be?
Oh. Apparently the people making the trailers did, because they put some money into that shit.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, Brian. On that note, until The Horror Returns again.
Good night.